The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to another edition of GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, early morning. We have a lot of things to cover today. I hope it's something that you really enjoy. Listen, you got the coffee going, got the tea going, scrambled eggs, toast. What do you got? Oatmeal? Okay, you also may be in the car too, so I realize you may not have hot oatmeal on you. But I'm glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And it's so funny. I talk to people all the time, like, wow, you're listening Sunday at 6 a.m.? Yeah, you know, I'm up at 5:30 every day. 4:30. I'm like, hey, but it's a weekend. Don't you sleep in? No, I don't sleep in. So really kind of funny, but I'm so glad you're joining us because you're in for a treat today. Today's topic is called investing during volatile times. And gosh, are these volatile times? Look at the headlines spin from one way, one thing to another way. We have talks in North Korea. We have things that are going on in Russia, investigations, hearings, all kinds of craziness. And now these tax proposals that we're hearing about too. So we're going to try to tackle this as best we can. Our goal here every Sunday morning is try to simplify this complex financial world for you to take action. So today's topic, investing during volatile times. Let's get right into it. Now, there's so much information. We literally are 24/7. If you have Twitter, and I do, and again, you can always join us here, Mahoney Asset Management on Twitter. We have a lot of followers, and we kind of update you what's happening with the markets. But on Twitter, I go through, and it's nonstop news. It's kind of, well, by the way, it used to be 140 characters as Twitter. Now, actually, they increased that to 280 characters. Why? I guess there's so much information out there. But a Twitter news feed, and you have AP news feeds, and you have all the different ways coming at you. Facebook, you go on to see what's going on with your friends, and all this news pops up. So we are inundated with 24/7. And what we have to do as investors is really try to recognize that a lot of that is noise, because we're not going to move the needle for the markets at all unless it has something to do with earnings. So really, when I think about it, I look at my dashboard each morning, things are flashing yellow, green, red, all these kind of colors, you know, Christmas colors, green and red. But I kind of look at it and say, hey, this news item that, you know, is getting some attention now in these ever loops, like you watch CNN, it's a 20-minute loop, and it goes over and over and over and over and over again all day long. But these kind of loops, so to speak, these same stories, they get recycled all day long until the next news story, and that gets recycled all day long. Does it impact companies' earnings? Because that's really the test here, because there's so many things that have happened in a number of years as investors that you would have definitely got off the train too early, concerned about some of these headlines. And I'm here to tell you that while we don't know which headline is going to spook the markets, it usually is something to do with earnings. Now, I think about 2008, 2009, when we had the financial crisis. Lehman goes out of business, too big to fail, and all these other companies around the world were failing financial institutions. Now, the reason why that was impactful, obviously, and the market was down about 50%, is because it did go after earnings. Earnings. These companies, financial companies, were losing money. Companies then associated with those, so as a consumer, you're watching what's going on in your retirement account. You don't feel so confident about buying. And then your consumer spending went down, and other companies, retailers and so forth, their stocks went down too, because this vicious cycle of fear kept on, you know, going through our system. And that definitely impacted earnings. Companies' earnings went down, and with that, of course, the market went down as well. Now, so when you have better than expected earnings and you have a good environment, right now we have a very good environment for earnings. I mean, GDP is running around 3 to 3.5% a year. We have a weaker dollar, so our companies here in the U.S. are doing better and competing better overseas with a weaker dollar. And these companies' earnings, now we heard this last, you know, earnings season that ended September 30th, was reported last couple of weeks. We had some really good company earnings, including companies like Boeing and Caterpillar. I'm not recommending you go out and buy them. But when they have good earnings, notice what happens. They say, okay, so we came in, our earnings per share was this, and it beat expectations, and we think next quarter our earnings will be this. A lot of times when companies have these great reports, what do they do with these extra earnings they have? Well, in some ways, they give it back to shareholders in the form of either higher dividends on reinvesting. Okay, so either they raise their dividends or they buy back stock and reinvest in their own company. And you'll see that quite a bit. When you really get strong earnings reports, you'll find that these companies with better earnings, and what happens with better earnings? Well, gets go back to shareholders like you and me. And those shareholders like us, we want higher dividends and them to buy back stock, kind of create their own supply and demand. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Investing during volatile times is our theme. Also, these volatile times, we give Mahoney Asset Management, gives the market report Monday through Friday. Every Monday through Friday, I'm on around 8:25 a.m., the Mike and Casey show. And then later, my colleague, Bill Kugel, in the drive time around 5:15, tells you about the markets, local markets, and all what's happening. So be sure to listen into our market reports. Now, we were just talking about earnings and how important earnings are. Now, we get it. That's why we buy different companies, or why mutual funds buy different companies, because of earnings. And you know, it's really hard because there are some companies who really do not have a great deal of earnings. They're kind of flatline. And we have really right now a division, I would call it, of haves and have-nots. Now, when I talk about different companies, I'm not recommending companies. I really want to give you an example of kind of what's going on, because as the market goes higher and setting records, in fact, 60 times this year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has set a record, which is pretty amazing. Think about a year ago during election time. A year ago, almost to the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 18,000. Today, we're at 23,000 and change. And so that's over a 5,000-point move for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Pretty historic, you know, 25% move in the last 12 months. And of course, the president takes a lot of credit for that. Perhaps he deserves that type of credit because perhaps companies like less regulation and more focus on business. But we've also noticed during the same time that earnings have done very well. But the haves and have-nots go something like this. The haves, those companies, they're also known as FANG a lot. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. Again, not recommending buying these companies. But if you notice their earnings, they've had substantial earnings growth. You know, 20, 30, 40% year over year. And then the have-nots in this earnings reporting season, again, that one quarter makes an investment. But we've seen a lot of companies, I think companies like IBM, who actually shot up very quickly and then came back down to earth. You find companies like General Electric is probably the poster child for a company that doesn't have strong top-line sales growth. The company's actually at a 52-week low. AT&T is down about 15% year-to-date. And you have other type of companies too, retailers, as you can imagine, you know, going up against Amazon. They're down sharply this year as well. So when I say that, because you know, a lot of times people say, oh, the market's higher, the market's higher. Depends which market you're in. So if you're in these companies that tend, again, most of them are technology shares, that are rising and have good growth, yeah, you notice those stocks are doing well. And again, that could turn on a dime. So that's why you can't recommend anything on the radio not knowing your situation. But also these other companies, like General Electric, like some of these other companies I mentioned, are really struggling. You know, their stocks are down. As I mentioned, AT&T, people, you know, for many years invested in AT&T for the dividends, but the stock is down 15% year to date because they're not getting growth. So when we come back from the break, we're going to discuss more about investing during volatile times and kind of give you an edge, or hopefully give you some strategies to help you deal with this and actually make volatility your friend. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, investing during volatile times. And are these volatile times? So I'm so glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. You got the coffee brewing, you got the tea going. You didn't invite me. But now you just heard Mike Bennett during a break talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, it sells on Amazon, it sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers, and hopefully that's you, the early bird gets the worm, the first 20 callers will get this book for free by calling 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Also, you can click on WHUD.com, lower right-hand side. That also, if you're first 20, we'll send the book out for free. Now, every Sunday morning, we cover different topics, so taxes and retirement, and this week, of course, investing during volatile times. And I think the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning is this book. And there's no strings attached. You call, you get the book for free. We pay for the postage. We send it out to you. Yeah, maybe one day you'll become a client. Maybe one day you'll have some questions. Maybe you'll come to us. But we do send the books out for free. We've sent out thousands and thousands and thousands of these books over time on WHD. So I hope this morning you're the first 20 caller at 845-371-0101. And today's theme, investing during volatile times. And are these volatile times? I mean, just pick up the newspaper headlines, watch the news, listen to the radio right here on WHD. And you see we're in volatile times. But the funny thing about that, I encourage you, if you say, gee, these are crazy, this is crazy. You know what? I can't think of a time where it hasn't been crazy. Pick up the newspaper a year ago before the election and all the crazy things that are going on then. Pick up the newspaper 2 years ago and see what the headlines were. I mean, there's never perfect headlines. We're always dealing with obstacles. We're always dealing with threats. We're always dealing with opportunities. And that's what we have to do as investors, is look past the long term of all this. And one thing I want to stress with you this morning as we're talking about investing during volatile times is I hate to see the headlines change your way of thinking or change the way you want to invest or change the way you want to put money away for retirement. And I say that because, you know, we had a couple clients that come in over time, and beginning of the year, we're really concerned about North Korea. Now, again, I don't know what's going to happen in North Korea. I don't know if it's going to be a major conflict, whether we could do it through diplomacy, whether it's going to be some type of war, God forbid. But I also know that from history, that you can't stay out of the market. You can't just invest into savings at 0.1%. You can't keep your 401k, 403b in the money market and be scared by the headline of potential things that can happen like North Korea. And I look back at some of these same investors who now called in, or we spoke to them and said, and they realized too that they really goofed up, that they took the headline of today and stopped them from investing, stopped them from contributing to a retirement account. And meanwhile, the market's been up quite a bit this year. Now, that's, you know, who would have known the market would be way, way up this year? Who would have known that we've set 60 records in doubt? I get that part of it. But the point I'm trying to make about investing during volatile times, not only are these times volatile, they have been in the past. And over time, there's no guarantee to it, but over time, the markets have done pretty well. So you have to understand that we do go through cycles. These cycles are very common. We go through fear, we go through greed. Now, fear, think about 2008, 2009. Greed, you know, some people are arguing right now that the market's very frothy. People think it's a birthright to make money. The market's been up 12 months in a row, an historic run that we've had. And we do sometimes say, for some people who are 100% in stocks, maybe you want to take some chips off the table. It just seems logical. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. As I mentioned, you probably have the coffee brewing, the tea going and so forth. And we're talking about investing during volatile times and the strategies that we're getting into now to help you as a better investor. And first thing we're actually telling you is that, you know, accept some of this as being noise. I mean, you really can't invest around North Korea, as the example I gave, where some clients of mine who were really concerned about North Korea, and again, maybe they could have been right for all we know, but you can't invest around the headlines. If you would invest around the headlines the last 5 years or 10 years, you would not invest into stock or stock funds. You'd be really scared by what's happening. Now, one thing I do notice for investors, I always feel like there's two sides of investors. There's one side of investors who are gung-ho about the market. They're 100% in stocks. And again, we have to think about asset allocation where, you know, you have some percent in stocks, some in bonds, some in cash. But some people are just so gung-ho about the market, they're 100% in stocks. And yet, on the other extreme, sometimes, you know, through 401ks and 403bs, people have 100% of money in a stable fund, a money market fund. And, you know, what's really interesting about that, I don't think, like, there's no correct answer unless I had a crystal ball here, but we do have to talk about asset allocation at some point to talk about what percent should go in stocks, bonds, and cash. But I am reminded how the market operates. And this is an old Wall Street saying, really old one that I think, I don't know how long ago, but the market climbs by the way of escalator. You know, think about an escalator going up a mall, you know, a little bit at a time, like we've seen for the last 12 months. You know, pretty much every month, your statement goes higher, feel good, you know, so forth and so on. But when it comes down, it comes down by way of elevator, 4 or 5 stories at a time, sometimes eradicating or erasing 6 months, a year, 2 years worth of gains. And the reason I mentioned that, and that doesn't have to happen every time, but it seems if you look in past history, in 2006, 2007, the market, you know, kind of kept going up and the statements kept looking better. And then 2008, 2009 came around and took away like 5-7 years worth of gains. Late 1990s, the market was very strong. Well, post 1998, the long-term capital problem. But 1999, you know, the Y2K, the market went up crazy, and we're down 2000, 2001, 2002. Now, I'm not making any predictions here, but just knowing that the history of the markets have always been this kind of escalator ride up, a little bit at a time, statements are good. And then all of a sudden this elevator drop 4, 5, 6 stories at a time. So I say that because if you have too many chips on the table and you're so bullish and the statements look so great, you know, just remind yourself that that can happen and be on guard or watch that closely, because sometimes it comes to that warning. So there's a lot of things to think about when it comes to investing during volatile times. But I think that's a great little cliche to think about, that markets rise by escalator and they come down by elevator. And certainly, look, I would love to take this escalator ride for the next 20 years, little by little, market goes up, account statements go up. Unfortunately, the markets are not that kind. We go through these cycles and sometimes they're very vicious cycles. So we'll be right back after this break.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. So glad you're up early. And by the way, being up early, you have a big advantage, because if you get a pen and paper together, the early bird gets the worm. Well, what am I talking about? Well, Mike Bennett just shared with you my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 calls this morning, the early bird gets the worm, with a pen and paper in hand. And if you're in a car, don't do this. But you can actually log on to WHD.com later, lower right-hand corner, click on it and get the book for free. But if you're at home now with a pen and paper, here it goes, 845-371-0101. Now, this is not WHD Studio. This is actually here in Rockland County. I am local from the Hudson Valley. I've lived my whole life, will live my whole life in the Hudson Valley. No one's there, so you have to leave your name and address. No, we don't put people at work at 6 a.m. on Sundays. They won't like me too much. So anyway, call 845-371-0101. As we mentioned, this book sells for $17.99 at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Yours for free this morning. And I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. We tackle topics like the stock market and taxes and investing. We tackle topics such as wills. We've done taxes. We've done all these type of things. A perfect companion to this Sunday morning and topics that we cover right there in the book. So 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about this concept, and actually it's an old Wall Street saying that says the market rises by the way of escalator, comes down by the way of elevator. Now, it doesn't always have to happen. It's a nice cliche, but it's true though. If you think about in history, right now we're definitely taking this escalator right up. We don't know how long it's going to go, but it feels nice. Our statement's increasing. But generally speaking, when, and I don't know what their forces are, people will say, what is it that's going to change this? Could it be higher interest rates next year, the Fed raising rates further? Could it be some international crisis? Could it be a spike in oil, or oil going the opposite direction? Could it be North Korea? Could it be a presidential problem or impeachment things people have been talking about? It could be a whole bunch of bugaboos. But remember the test I said earlier to all these different things that are out there, will it impact earnings? Now, if it impacts corporate earnings, yes, we're going to have some problems. That means companies would have less money to buy back stock, to raise dividends. There'd be kind of this this mode of kind of defensive. However, if some of these bugaboos that come up do not impact corporate earnings, they may not be nice headlines, may not be pretty, but do not impact corporate earnings, then by all means, it's not going to derail the markets or the economy. And, you know, people always ask, you know, what sources do I use? Now, I read so much. I mean, I write so much too. I do it all. I think for the weekend, like this morning on Sunday morning, if you're really inclined to know more about it, the two newspapers I'd pick up, not the Wall Street Journal, not the New York Times, though I do read those as well. But if you had two papers to pick up this Sunday morning, it would be Barron's and Investor's Business Daily. And I think that can help you become a better investor. And I'll tell you why. So Barron's has some really great stories. A lot of professionals read it, like myself. So again, it's really not light reading, pretty heavy, but it talks about things that are happening in Europe, big picture stuff, individual companies. They also give outright recommendations, stocks they think they're undervalued. Now, it's hard to think when the Dow at 23,000 and change that there are some stocks that are undervalued, but there are, according to Barron's. And I'm not saying you buy everything that you read, but certainly this is a very strong newspaper. It's put out by Dow Jones. I've been reading it for probably 20 some years, maybe 25 some years. I look forward to it. Actually comes out on Saturday, but you know, you missed it yesterday. It should still be and used it. So pick up Barron's. Investor's Business Daily, fellow Irishman, William O'Neill, founded this. Very interesting. So we were talking earlier about companies that grow, and we had companies that are right now the haves and have-nots. The have-nots, you know, seemingly like General Electric and some of these other companies that don't have really any growth. Yet we have a lot of companies out there, particularly in technology, it's hard, so hard to keep track of all of them, that have had this tremendous growth. Now, Investor Business Daily ranks companies based on growth, based on a whole bunch of factors. And actually, it's right there in writing. So instead of just looking at a stock quote, oh, it's up $4 this week or down $2 this week, they go from 99 down to 1. So 99 has the fastest growth rate of a company down to 1, which has the slowest. They also have other type of features, like it was in grade school. A is the highest, all the way down to F. So Investor Business Daily makes it very easy. If you're looking for actionable ideas, and again, I'm not telling you go out and buy everything you read about it. You have to do your own homework. It's a good starting point. But if you're really into this and you're trying to find some gems of stocks, I think the two areas that can give you some of the best education is Barron's and Investor Business Daily. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We're with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., bright and early. I'm glad you're joining us. And today's topic, investing during volatile times. And these are volatile times. Look at the newspapers we're talking about. So if you picked up the Journal News today, you picked up the New York Times, Post, Daily News, I have them all in front of me. You'll notice there's a lot of things that are going on. And of course, right now, the topic is about taxes and how to tax. By the way, this tax issue, gosh, this goes on from like Greek mythology. This goes back, you know, thousands of years of how do you tax citizens? What's fair? What's not fair? And we have that debate right now. And we mentioned last week on the show about taxes and how it seems unfair to us here in the Hudson Valley where we have high property taxes. And we're only allowed to, at least in the House version, we're only allowed to write up to $10,000. If you have a house with more than $10,000 of property taxes, you can't write that off under their version. And you take a mortgage out going forward for more than $500,000, you won't get the mortgage interest deduction. The Senate has a different level, which is $1 million. But see, you're seeing what we've been talking about. It's really hard to figure this out, and it's a maze. One thing we encourage you to do during this tax kind of proposal, flipping, if it doesn't get passed this year, speak to your accountant, see what you can do by year end. And if it does get passed, you definitely need to speak to your accountant by the end of the year, because in April, you don't hear shoulda, coulda, woulda. Today's topic, going back to that topic, investing during volatile times, we spoke about asset allocation and balancing. Now, there's no perfect asset allocation unless I knew the future and I could say, hey, be 100% in stocks or be 100% in cash. So we don't know the future. That's why we have something called asset allocation, how you allocate your stocks, bonds. And so you have a 401k or 403b. You may have it set up, let's say 50-50, half in bonds, half in stocks at the beginning of the year. And now you're at 75-25. Why? Because stocks have done so well. Now, the question is, do you want to rebalance? Now, most of the times, the last year or so, every time you've rebalanced and brought it back to the original allocation, you know, stocks kept going higher and didn't look like a right move. But over time, we believe this rebalancing, whether you do it automatically, whether you do it yourself each quarter, but you should be looking at this because you can say, so, you know what? My risk tolerance, I really can't take a lot of risk. I don't want to be any more than 50% in stocks, 50% in bonds. That's why I started at the beginning of 2017. Now I click online and realize my 401k or 403b, wow, look at it. It's like 85% in stocks now, 15% in bonds. Now, if you rebalance, that means you sell some stocks, you add some bond funds, you go back to 50-50. Now, I can't tell you exactly what to do, but to remind you that when these asset allocations get out of whack for your own situation, you need to look at it. Well, guys, we got so much more to cover, but we have no more time left. I encourage you to get that book for free, Not Your Files Retirement, the companion to today's show, 845-371-0101. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.